Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio from Boise, Idaho. This is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. Well, before we do get started, I do want to encourage you to enjoy the fine audiobooks I'm posting on Audible and also in the iTunes store. We have All I Needed to Know, I Learned from Columbo. Great for those of you who've been curious about the book, but don't have an ebook reader. You can download it right to your MP3 player. Also, my novel, Tales of the Dim Night, as well as the sequel novellas, Powerhouse Flies Again and Rise of the Robo-Lawyers are available, as is a little humorous digital short, Your Average Ordinary Alien. So we've got quite a bit on Audible and iTunes, and you can check that out. Also, over at greatdetectives.net on Saturday, we'll be posting our review of an old-time radio program called Green Valley Line. And then on Sunday, my countdown of radio's most essential people continues with number 3 on the list. And you can also subscribe to these articles and have them sent right to your iPod. All right, well, let's go ahead and get into today's episode of the lineup. This one's from June 19th, 1951, and the title is Lieutenant Guthrie Kidnapped.
Ladies and gentlemen, we take you now behind the scenes of a police headquarters in a great American city, for under the cold, glaring lights will pass before us the innocent, the vagrant, the thief, the murderer. This is The Lineup.
Past records and close to your description.
May I have your attention, please? You people out there on the other side of the wire in the audience room, may I have your attention, please? Thank you. My name is Greb, Sergeant Matt Greb. I'll explain the lineup to you. Each of the suspects you will see will be numbered. I'll call off a number, their name, and charge. At the end of each line, when I ask for questions or identifications, call out the number. Please be prompt with your questions or identifications. When the prisoners leave here, they are sent to the washroom and dressed back into their jail clothes. It makes it quite difficult to bring them back after they leave here. The questions I ask these suspects are merely to get a natural tone of voice, so do not pay too much attention to their answers, as they often lie. Bring on the line. All right, boys, keep it moving. Right over here to the end of the stage. Now turn and face front, hands to your sides. When I call out your name and number, step out, face the room, talk up so everybody can hear you. All right, number one, Louis Foster, robbery. Where do you live, Louis?
108.5 North Lincoln Boulevard.
What's your business?
A cabby.
You drive a cab?
I used to.
How long ago did you used to?
I used to a year ago. I got canned. I can't jockey cab them all. Lousy company black for me.
You own a car?
No, sir.
Any weapons on you when you were arrested?
No, sir.
Anybody with you?
Yeah, a guy named Bernie or something.
Bernie what?
Bernie, I'm even sure of that. Don't know his last name. He's standing right back there.
Bernie King, number 4. How long you known him?
I met him 3-4 days. At a bar. He got drinking, and that's when we cooked up the job.
Okay. Okay, step back. Number 2, William Small, assault.
Where do you live, Bill?
333 South 103rd Street.
What's your business?
Bartender.
Where do you work?
The Domino over on Jefferson, 46 West.
He beat up a customer pretty bad.
Yeah, he got out of line. I asked him to shut up. He don't shut up. I take it for about an hour, then I don't take it no more.
You ask him to leave?
Sure, like always. Guys get tanked up. First I ask him to leave. I'm pretty big. Usually they don't give me no lip. This guy, he's pretty big too.
He didn't want to leave?
Nah. He gets very insulted. Starts calling me names he ain't gotten around to and tell him. I try to hustle him. Gentle, but I mean it, see? He don't hustle. Instead, he clobbers me one with his elbow. Right in the kisser, he clobbers me. So what else? I go to work. I rough him up good. I'm mad now, see? I really rough him up.
You hit him with a table?
Well, he had a bar stool. I had to hit him with something or he brains me for keeps.
Okay, step back.
Sure. A soft get. He don't get nothing, huh?
Just the concussion. Number 3, Homer Miller, robbery.
Any of the men up there?
Where are you,
no,
Homer?
No, no.
349 South L.
What's your business?
I ain't been working lately. I used to be a steeplejack.
How long have you been here?
Six, 7 years. I come from Detroit.
Coffee hot?
Yeah.
Martin didn't make an identification, huh?
He's down looking at the mug file again.
Yeah. Thanks. Well, you'd sure think with 4 men to find, he ought to be able to spot one of them.
I don't know. Maybe they haven't got any records.
They were pretty professional about it. We didn't even get a print.
Yeah. And but look at the M.O. 4 guys go into a theater, stick it up. 1 lookout. The other 3 guys go up to the manager's office. We've had theater holdups, sure, but not 4 guys working like this.
Young guys.
Yeah, Martin says the 3 who came into his office couldn't have been over 22 or 3. And nobody in our files even comes close to the descriptions.
Out of town?
Maybe. Maybe their first job. They acted like cowboys and Indians. Martin says he thought they were kidding until he saw the guns.
Well, what have you done?
Staked out the theaters. Guffey. Yeah? Yeah? The Lincoln? Okay. Let's go. And those 4 guys just held up the Lincoln Theater. Fitch was on stakeout, tried to stop him.
Tried?
He downed 1, but got shut up doing it. He's on the way to the hospital.
How bad?
Pretty bad.
Yet. He's in the operating room.
Who's the doctor?
Gerson. Fitch caught one in the chest, one in the right leg.
Family been there?
Yeah, they're in this room.
What about the other one?
No identification on him. Before he passed out, he said his name was Martinelli. Fitch really blew him up. Slug went in the right hand, up the arm, right through his body. Funny, huh? Up the arm like that and right through? Here's Dr. Lundigan. He operated on Martinelli.
Gentlemen. I suppose you're the police.
That's right, Doctor. I'm Lieutenant Guthrie. This is Sergeant Gray.
Hi, Doctor.
How do you do? How's Martinelli?
I can't say just yet. He hasn't regained consciousness since we removed the bullet.
We were hoping to question him.
Well, you can wait in the room if you like.
Thanks.
It's 304 right there.
Well, let's go in.
Well, I just came from the theater to catch you.
Come on in the room and tell me, huh? We're police, nurse. Dr. Lundigan said we could wait in here.
Well, all right, if you said so. I'll get another chair.
Thanks.
Please try to talk quiet.
Okay.
He's working pretty hard at it.
Yeah. What do you got, Klein?
Now, the cashier at the theater saw the car, and all she knew was it's blue sedan. Not much, but I put on an APB, and descriptions tell it all the way around. Has to be the same bunch. How's Fitch? He's still out, too. You want me to stick around?
Yeah, for a while. Why, you got a date?
No, I got nothing to do.
Here you are.
Thanks.
You better call a doctor. That's Dr. Lundigan from 304.
Let's go, Matt.
Saturdays, now will be heard Wednesday nights on most of these same CBS stations. Johnny Dollar celebrates his move tomorrow night by solving the Malcolm Wish matter, a startling disappearance case.
Something and dumping on him?
Warren, you should just go sit down and shut your face. I'll take care of the cop.
Okay, okay. Big deal.
How about it, cop? Feel like sitting up? Oh, sure, you can sit up, so I'll sit down.
He don't look so good. You messed him up.
You made it mess him. Come on, cop.
Take it easy.
What? Wake up.
Okay, okay.
Now, sit there.
What's going on?
You got beamed.
No.
You got beamed good.
Shut up.
Okay, okay.
Here, cop. Have a drink of water.
No, thanks.
Well, you should have. Now you got yourself all wet.
You punk. Who do you think you're talking to?
You. You, I'm talking to any way I want to.
Just don't get it, big stupid cop. Just don't get it.
Like to know about it, big stupid cop. Want to know why you got your skull split, huh?
Who are you?
Martinelli.
Oh.
Tony Martinelli. One of your stinking cops shot my brother. You get it now?
Yeah.
Anybody ever kidnapped a cop before, huh? Anybody ever kidnapped a lieutenant, a big, dumb lieutenant, huh? You gotta learn to answer when I ask you something.
That theater job, your first stick-up, Tony?
What makes you think so?
Because you pulled another one 3 days later.
So what?
Amateur. Smart hood would figure we'd stake out the theaters.
I'm not smart, huh?
Not a bit.
Smart enough to get 3,000.
I told you to kick your face shut.
All right. Car's ditched.
He's with us, huh?
The boys are making a big mistake.
Tell us how we're making a big mistake, huh? None of us got records in this town. Who's going to find us?
They'll find you. Know the penalty for kidnapping in the state?
They ain't going to find us, cop. My brother ain't going to say nothing. And if we got you along, even if they do find us, they ain't gonna do nothing.
I'm getting hungry.
I'll go out and get some sandwiches.
Okay, what do you want?
Hey, a liverwurst.
Just get some, Stepanus.
Okay. Yeah, how about the copper?
Oh, he ain't hungry. Get me some hamburgers.
Okay.
You know what we're gonna do, Lieutenant?
What?
We're gonna wait right here to see if my brother's gonna be all right. Then we'll leave in the state. You're gonna be sitting right in the front seat, all the way.
What if your brother doesn't get all right?
You still sit in the front seat until we get clear.
What'd you find out on Martinelli?
Here.
Oh, thanks.
We ran down the fingerprints. Got him through the army. Full name, Giulio Martinelli, 26 years old, born in this country, Detroit. Don't know how long he's lived here, no record at all.
What's Detroit say?
I'm waiting on it now. Just heard from the army an hour ago. He's got a brother, Tony Martinelli. Family deceased.
What kind of an army record does he have?
Lousy. Both he and his brother are always in trouble. No overseas duty, stationed in California.
I wonder where Ben is.
Oh, you're supposed to pick him up?
No. He's probably still having his car serviced.
Hey, here's the report from Detroit. Both the Martinellis have records. Minor offenses, but habitual. Both served small time raps a dozen times.
Any report on the blue sedan?
No, it is something else. Detroit sent back these covering the descriptions of the other two guys with the Martinellis. Martinelli's brother, Tony's, is cinched to be the guy who ran the stick-ups, and these two guys have been picked up with him a couple of times.
Luke Johnson, Charlie Wren.
Yeah, according to their records, they never pulled off anything this big, just petty stuff in the past.
Well, you better have these circulated.
Right. And where's Ben?
I don't know. He sure is late.
Before we got you. You know it, huh?
Uh-huh.
You know what happens to you, cop? You know, don't you, cop? You know what I'm gonna do to you.
Tony, look, we're in it up to here now. You can't...
Shut up. Yeah, but they know who... So what if they know? This big, dumb cop is gonna get us off. And I'm gonna blow his brains out.
Tony, we're still running this thing. You're gonna do what I tell you to do. We stay right here tonight. You want to get out of this?
Put you on the car.
You're the one I was planning.
You know who we are.
I'll kill him.
After we get clear, I'll kill him. You don't have to do nothing to do it. I'll kill him all by myself, and I love it. Here it comes. I'm going to love every minute of it.
I sent cargo over. Here, it's 3:30 and no word yet. Ben's never stayed away without at least checking in. He didn't even go into the garage.
To check the hospital.
Oh, we would have gotten some word by now. I covered the morgue.
Oh, car. Nothing like that.
Well, how do you know? I at least got a...
Graham.
What's the address? Okay. Asher thinks maybe he's got an identification on one of the men. Cafe down on River Street, 105 East.
You want me to come along?
No.
No, you'd better stay here until Carter checks in about Ben. Let me know as soon as you hear anything, huh?
This guy in the picture come in this morning and got some sandwiches.
To take out?
To take out, yeah. Liverwurst and 6 hamburgers. I remember because I ain't had too many customers today.
You notice whether he was in a car or not?
No. Well, I mean, I noticed. I seen him walk away across the street that way. You see, we stay open all night, and he was my first customer. He walked that way right down there. See, what's he doing? Is he a killer, maybe?
The river's down that way.
Oh, sure. Probably lived down there by it. He kind of looked funny. I thought he looked funny when he first came in, like he was a gangster, maybe.
Looks just like a kid in this picture.
Oh, sure, yeah. He's young. He's about my boy's age, maybe, but... Oh, look tough and shifty. Oh, you know the type. He got coffee and sandwiches.
Where's your phone?
It's right there. It's a nickel. I'm sorry.
Professional secret.
This is Greb. Let me talk to Waldo. Hello, Captain. We got an identification on Luke Johnson. I'll need every available man to cover this area, at least 15. It's my guess Johnson is holed up somewhere within walking distance of the river. Yes, sir. I'll keep in touch. Yeah, I know. Okay. Oh, the address is 105 East River. Right. Asher, you work with me.
Fine.
There's something big, huh? Those guys that stuck up the theaters? Yeah, I read about that.
Well, thank you for your help, Mr. Fraulein.
Fraulein. Like on a golf course. Four.
Tony?
All right. Which way's the car?
In the alley behind the charter house. Look, Tony, do we have to take this guy along? Can't you knock him off here?
You knucklehead, he's insurance. Come on, Lieutenant, on your feet. Move.
Tony, don't hit no more. We'll have to carry him again.
Go out the back way. So help me, cop, one fancy move, I'll blow you apart.
Hey, Lieutenant, you look awful.
Thanks. Shut up.
We only got about a half a tank of gas, Tony.
It'll get us to the state line and more.
Yeah, we should have brought some food if we ain't going to stop, Tony.
There's your car.
Hold it.
I thought I saw something move.
Down, Ben! Get to me! Ben, you hit?
No. Where'd he go?
There he is. In between those buildings. Ben, we'll get him. Ben, come back here.
Luke. He's lying back there next to Charlie, tough boy. Now, come here.
I got no gun. I'm not sure I got no gun.
I know you haven't, Tony.
He can't get away, Ben. Go back to the car. He's calling.
He sure is. All right, Tony. Come on out.
Okay. Come on. Don't shoot.
I don't have a gun, Tony. Come here.
All right. Take it easy now, Lieutenant.
Come here.
I got no gun. You win, Tate. You win. Take it easy, huh? Tony,
get up, Tony. Please, get up. Come on, get up.
I don't think he's going to, Ben.
Now, wouldn't you know it? I'd like to beat
that. Take it easy, boy.
Well, that's what happens when you lose your temper. I should have saved the Sunday punch for last.
Next week, when we again bring you The Lineup.
attention, please. You people out there on the other side of the wire in the audience room, may I have your attention, please? Thank you. My name is Greb. Sergeant Matt Greb. I'll explain the lineup to you. Each of the suspects you will see will be numbered. I'll call out the number, their name, and charge. At the end of each line, when I ask for questions or identifications, call out the number. Please be prompt with your questions or identifications.
Starring Bill Johnstone as Lieutenant Ben Guthrie and Wally Mayer as Sergeant Matt Greb, is written by Blake Edwards and Dick Quine, with music by Eddie Dunstetter. Featured in tonight's cast were Hi Everback, Tony Barrett, Dick Ryan, Ted DeCorsia, Peter Leeds, Virginia Gregg, Howard McNear, and Clayton Post. The Lineup is produced and directed in Hollywood by Jaime Del Valle. Show over most of these same CBS stations. And no wonder, the Groener himself vocalizes and informalizes. And Bing's guests include Tommy Dorsey with some fancy licks on his slide trombone, hot violinist Joe Venuti, and that equally torrid songbird Teresa Brewer. Tomorrow night on the Bing Crosby Show. CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Welcome back. Well, an interesting situation with our protagonist, detective, getting kidnapped. Didn't happen all the time on procedural shows. In terms of getting actually kidnapped, I never recalled happening on Dragnet. It did happen a few times on Adam 12. Of course, the reaction by Guthrie would probably not be considered according to Hoyle today in terms of violation of the rule. And maybe not professional, but it was dramatic. And that's got to count for something. All right, well, listener comments and feedback, and Will Da Beast, Da Eight East, excuse me, comments on Twitter, from Radio Detective app I found, check out episode 0920, The Lineup, The Silver Swan Case. Thanks so much. I appreciate everybody who shares the show with their friends via Twitter and Facebook. Really does help the show grow. Finally, we have this review of the iTunes app. I began listening with when Dragnet with Adam was before he started the apps. I have other OTR apps, but there's something about this quirky guy that keeps me coming back. Thanks, Adam. You've enhanced the pleasure of old-time radio. Given how enjoyable that is, that's a high compliment indeed. All right, well, that'll do it for this week. Join us back here on Monday when we will begin a new Yours Truly Johnny Dollar adventure, and then join us back here on Saturday for the lineup. In the meanwhile, send your comments to Box 13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives, and be sure and fill out our listener survey, survey.greatdetectives.net. But from Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.